New York Times 1619 Project named a top 10 works of journalism of the decade. By Joel B. Polak on October 14, 2020. The 1619 Project of the New York Times, which falsely claimed that the American Revolution was fought partly to preserve slavery, has been named to the top 10 works of journalism of the decade by New York University's Journalism School. The Arthur L. Carter Journalism Institute announced Wednesday that the 1619 Project had made the decade's top 10 for placing the consequences of slavery and the contributions of Black Americans at the very center of our national narrative. The project's lead essay, by Nicole Hannah Jones, won the Pulitzer Prize even though its claim about the revolution and slavery was regarded even by left-wing scholars as false, forcing the Times to make corrections and add an editor's note. Hannah Jones later tried to claim the purpose of the 1619 Project was not, in fact, to claim that America's true founding was the arrival of slavery. Ironically, that appears to be what earned her a place on New York University's top 10 list. Earlier this month, 21 members of the National Association of Scholars signed a letter calling for the Pulitzer Prize Board to rescind its award to Hannah Jones, because it turns out the article itself was false when written, and due to surreptitious efforts by the New York Times to alter the record of what it had published. They added that the changes were not to Hannah Jones's essay, but to the crucially important introductory materials whose claims, for example, the reframing of American history with the year 1619 as the nation's true founding, form the underlying rationale of the entire project. Other works of journalism on the top 10 list include two stories related to President Donald Trump, though none about Russia collusion, and the number one work of the decade was The Case for Reparations, by Ta-Nehisi Coates in The Atlantic. Some have called the riots of the past several months, which were often aimed at symbols of the country's history and values, the 1619 riots, a name that Hannah Jones proudly embraced, saying that she would consider it an honor. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.